Okay, we are up to Tehillim Perek Ches, and this is a jam-packed, important perek. And every perek is important, but this perek says the Me'iri. The Me'iri, we know, has a commentary on Tehillim. Again, we should, if we had time, we would spend hours on every perek, and we would go through the Me'iri's commentary and the other Rishonim. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar has a lot to say about Tehillim. This Rav Hirsch has a whole sefer on Tehillim. But the Me'iri here says this parak is written to Inyan Amizmar Kineged HaKofrim B'chidish HaOlam, those that deny the creation of the world by God, U'bashgacha, or that Hashem is in charge, U'bashar HaPinos HaDatios, and the other foundational ideas of religion, V'hatorios HaNodaos Mipi HaNevua Mitzad HaTorah. This parak speaks to them, speaks to those who don't believe. Right, some of these psukim are mentioned in well-known Gemaras. But this parak talks about, again, in a word, it starts off with Shavach to Hashem, it ends off with Shavach to Hashem, and in the middle it talks about how man is so small as compared to everything else in the world, but man is so great. The Afsus Ha'adam and the Godless Ha'adam, right? That's the language that the Das Mikra uses. That's what this parak is about. So Lam Natzeach ala Gidus Mizmar L'David. Lam Natzeach, again, the conductor ala Gidus. What's a Gidus? So a Mefarshim quote a couple of Pshatim. Rashi quotes it's some type of a musical instrument. Lam Natzeach, let's use the Gidus, right? This Mizmar fits with the Gidus, right? Shklei Zemer Sheba Migat Shem Mitzuyim Umanim La'asoso. And others say that it has to do with, they used to use this instrument like, or that has to do with something that they used to sing that they, when they trampled in the gat, in the wine press. But I'm saying, Halakidus, Mizmar L'David. We're talking about Mizmar L'David versus L'David Mizmar. The parak starts off with, Hashem Adonenu, Ma'adir Shimcha B'chala Aretz. Hashem, our master, how awesome is your name throughout the land, Asher T'nahotcha L'Shamayim, that you put your glory on the heavens. So where is this pasuk quoted? Remember the Gemara in Shabbos and the Afeches, where the Malachim don't want to give Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. And they said to Hashem, it's not, how can you give Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah? He's a human being. We want the Torah. And what is quoted there? Says the Gemara, B'shashalom Moshe Lamarom, Shabbos Peches Mabes, Amru Malachay Asher Zamanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim Tehidu Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Mal Yulidei Shebeinenu, what is this human being doing here? Amr Lam Lakabal Torah ba. He came to get the Torah. They say, Amr Lafan of Chamuda Genuza, this treasure that was here before the world was created. Atamavaka Yishlit on the bus of Adam. And they quote our pasuk. Ma Enosh Kitiskerenu, but Adam Kitiv Kedenu, Hashem Odinu, Ma Deshim Chabahala Aretz, Asher Tnahotcha Al Hashamayim. Right? They quote our pasuk. And then you have the whole story, as we know, that Hashem tells Moshe, give him an answer, they're going to burn me, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, and he goes through all of the Aseres HaDibros, and at the end, Miyad, Hodu Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and finally at the end, Shenamar, they agree, and what do they quote? They quote the last pasuk in the parak. Skip, look for a moment. The last pasuk in the parak is the same phrase, the first half. Hashem Odinu Mo'adir Shimcha B'chala Aretz. And it does not have Asher Tnahotcha L'Shamayim. It's Al Ha'aretz, right? That's what the Gemara says. Asher Tnahotcha L'Shamayim, V'Yilutnahotcha L'Shamayim, Loksiv, Miyad Kol Echad V'Echad Nasel O'Oig, V'Masel O'Meser, Masel O'Dover, and that's the Gemara. They quote this pasuk. Doesn't Torah belong up into the heavens? And by the end of the conversation, they realize, no. B'chal Ha'aretz. Hashem is filled with the Hod on the Aretz. Mo'adir, right? How beautiful, how amazing is your name. And this parak talks about how you just look around and open up your eyes and one sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this parak, the first and the last. Hashem Adonai Ma'adir Shimcha B'chal Ha'aretz, brackets this Mizmar, which is all about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. The Rambam talks about this pasuk in the beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, but let's first continue, and then we'll see some of the Rambam. So Hashem Adonenu, so Hashem is awesome, Asher Tnahotcha Al HaShamayim. Mipi Ololim V'yonkim Yisadata Oz. From the mouths of fetuses and babies nursing, you gave the foundation. Yisadata Oz. You made the Yisod a strong foundation. What is this referring to? A number of pshatim. Rashi says Olam Yonkim just refers to human beings, right? People who were fetuses and nursed, right? Human beings. Meaning, Rashi says, you are all the way up in the heavens, and therefore you could have stayed, you could stay there, and you could have nothing to do with this, but you choose. You choose in your great anava. You choose to be involved in this world. Rashi says, "Ra'ui shetitzneu al hashamayim v'yata ba'anvasas anvanusanusra hagadola." Right, you came down to be involved in the world. But the Radak and the Mesudas Dovin and the other Mefarshim explain that the emphasis is actual babies, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see your glory? In the formation of a baby. Right, the Radak says, "Tchilas haniflos asher ba'adam achar sheyutzu la'avir ha'olam hu ayenika." The first thing is the nursing. "Umitchunas gufo shenivra mitipat hazera sheyafach lovan teyafach lovam." First of all, think about the creation of a fetus. It starts off with a drop, and then it gets bigger. "Umisham yigado ma'at ashi yishtamo yivarav." It becomes limbs. "V'yatzal la'avir ha'olam." The miracle that we call the birth of a child, the development of the child, all of this. He says, "Kena yenika tchilas hakar bechesed abore al haadam asher seisan laver olam." You think about nursing, right? That the fact that when a baby is born, a woman starts to get milk soon before she has the baby, and right as she has the baby, that's when she has the most milk. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made, it's like we have a baby bottle. Sometimes you have a baby bottle, and sometimes the hole's too big, and when the baby sucks, the milk gets all over, and it like pours out. And sometimes the hole is stuck, and the baby can't. Isn't it amazing? He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the woman a perfect size hole in order that the baby should suck out the milk. Not too big, not too small. What a coincidence. It was too hard, the baby wouldn't be able to suck properly, and the baby would give up. And too big, it wouldn't be able to latch on properly. Lo nekev machat chada. Lo yoter rachav mikach. Shemhaya yoter rachav yizra machala below mitz. V'yavol topiv yosem and atzarach. The baby would have too much, and the baby would choke. V'im hiya yoser dach mimashaya yachbin amitz al hayalad v'yechavu svasav hakol b'shir ubemida. Just by the yonkim, the nursing, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. And even though he says animals also have this, we have the das to recognize it. In Kamotzei Shalal Rav, he quotes also from the Gemara in Nida that talks about how, you know, a baby knows that nothing goes in, you know, the niftach hasasam is v'nistam hapasuach. Inside the nostrils and the mouth, they're not taking in, and once the baby is born, there is taking in with the breathing and the eating, and he's, the mipi, from the mouth. From the mouth, he quotes, that you could even see the godless of Hashem. Oz, l'ma'an tzorarecha. These realities stand up against those, your enemies. Who are the enemies? They're talking about the spiritual enemies here. The enemies that want to reject and deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'hashpis oyevu misnakeim. But this, just looking at the world, will silence any enemy, u misnakeim, and somebody wants to take vengeance. Ki era shamecha, because David Melach says, I see your heavens, ma'aseyetz bo'secha, the work of your fingers, yarech v'chochavim asher konanta, the moon and the stars that you have established. I look around at the world and I see them. I see the world. Interesting, the Radak says, why does it say here, I look up at the world and I see the moon and the stars? What happened to the sun? Right? Isn't the sun like always the ikar? So the Radak says, "V'lo zachar Hashemesh, three pshatim. Yesh omrin ki balaylo amar zeh mizmar." Either he was just wrote this mizmar at night, and he's looking out the window and he sees this is the moon. Beishayim istakal b'yareach v'kochavim. The yesh omrin, he says, "Ki biyom lo yera eki Hashemesh levado." During the day, you only see the sun. Ubalaylo yera tzva gadol ma'od v'levi lo amar Hashemesh. At night, it's much more powerful. And therefore at night, it's you could recognize the godliness and feel the smallness of a person even more at night. Rav Hirsch says that. Rav Hirsch says here, you get a clearer picture at night. By day, man, blinded by sunlight, sees only earth, and the heavens arched over it, supplying the earth below with light, warmth, and moisture. It is only at night, when earth has receded into the shadows, and the sky above it becomes visible with its starry hosts of shining worlds, that the earth shrinks to a mere speck in the universe, and man on the speck becomes so infinitely small. When you look at the stars and the solar, everybody goes stargazing, and you see all, that's like you see millions, and you see the sun is just blinding, and it's overpowerful, but maybe it's not the same. And that's why David HaMelech says, you want to see the Maisa Etzbosecha, Yareach V'Kochavim. Asher Konanta. That's number two. So the Radak says either it was at night, or the night is a more powerful recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it is alluded to. The Pasuk Beis that says, Asher Trohot Chal HaShamayim, the sun is the center of that Shemayim. So it's already mentioned in the parak earlier. So David HaMelech continues, when I look up at the heavens and the sun, I see everything. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, I think how small man is. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, uven adam ki tifkedenu. The different usages, look in the Malbim. Enosh, adam, ish, different words that could mean a human being. The Malbim says that both of these phrases, adam and enosh, reflect the finitude and the smallness of man. Shem enosh mora al hahaktana, ha enosh hakatan ma'od mitzad kotzon gufo. And then adam is reflects that he is ben adam. He comes from dam, come from adama, right? The different element. Doesn't say the word ish here. So it's so small. So this is the first half of the Mizbar. I look around and I see how small I am, says David HaMelech. And then it switches. Pasuk Vav. Vatachasriya ma'at me Elokim. But on the other hand, I look around and I realize man is just under Elokim. This is probably Elohim, because it's referring to angels. Referring to the angels. The ukvod vahadar ta'atrehu. And you garbed him, man, with honor. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vatachasriya ma'at me Elokim. Really, Elohim. We're just under, even more than Malachim. We'll get to that. Why? Where? Rashi says you find numerous times that a human being is given the power to even control nature, over nature. Right? What does he quote? Nasata koach by Yoshua, lahadzmim hachama, uliyabesha tayardein. You gave koach to Yoshua, b'moshe, lekroa meyamsuf, alalos lamarom. For Moshe to go up to split the sea, ube Elio, lahachios esameis, and Elio anavi, to do tchias ameisim. Interesting why he says Yoshua first in the Rashi. Yeshua, then Moshe, then Elio. Not sure. But if it was just about Moshe Rabbeinu stopping the sun, then you could say, because Yeshua is beferish in the text, in Shemesh Megivon Dome, and Moshe Rabbeinu is learned out from Achel Gadelcha, the Gzera Shava. But it mentions Kriyas Yamsuf, so I'm not sure. But anyway, that's what Rashi says it means. You're just under, you're just less. And if you want to look in Chazal, right, we also have the story in the first parak of Maseches Chulin about Pinchas Ben Yair. Remember, I think Dav Zayin or so. Where is it here? Dav Zayin, where he goes, and also the Yam. And he says to the Yam, you have to split for me. I have to go. Gozrani alecha. Shalo yavru b'cha mayim la'olam. If you don't split for me. Chalak len, it splits for the his travelers along with him also. But we find that we're just under the angels. We're just under there. So we have this smallness of man. Avsos ha'adam, right, that's ma'enosh kitiz kerenu, ven'adam kitif kedenu. And right after that we have the godless of man. We're right under. But you, Hashem, have made man ruler over all your ma'asi adayim. Right? We rule over the ma'asi adayim, right? And that was the examples that Rashi gave. Kol shata dachas raglav. Everything is under his feet. Everything. Interesting. The Nefesh Achayim, so the Rinas Yisrael quotes, the Nefesh Achayim here, in Perek, in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about, Be'inyin shinui deos shebein gdoli harishonim, im adam yisrael gadol me'amalach o malach gadol mimenu. Who's greater? Is man greater or is a malach greater? The kol echad b'shtei adeos me'virayos mufurashos me'mikros mufurashim. And everybody brings opinions, rayos to their side. From Sukkim. And says Rochaim Velajin, Elo Velo de Velikim Chaim, Rak Bebechinas Chalukim. Ki vadai, Malach Godom Ea Adam. Inherently, obviously, a Malach is greater than man. Hein Be'etzem Mahuso, Hein Begodel Kdushaso, Viniflos Hasagaso. He's totally spiritual. His essence is closer to Hagadish Baruch Hu. Ein Erech Vedimyon Beneim Klau. You can't compare a human being and an angel. Obviously, an angel is above and beyond. And he quotes Zohar's Hamalachim hakrovim mekablim koach shefa aspaklaria shel malat chila umehem yored lashamayim l'chol tzva'am. Malachim are in a different realm. But, says the Nefesh HaChaim, in one sense, man is above Malachim. Amnam bedavar echad yitron gadol la'adam mehamalachim. Vihu ha'alas vihiskashrus ha'olamos. Man, when a man acts, it affects all the worlds. The kochos v'ha'oros echad v'chaveira, asher ze'in b'koach klal l'shum malach. A malach acts, he acts. Man's actions have cosmic effects. Every tefillah that we say, every mitzvah that we do. V'humi tamanal ki amalach hu be'etzem koach echad prati levad. She'in bo kelilus kol olamos yachad. But man is a combination of all the olamos. And therefore, so the Rina Tzitzlak says maybe that could be, how you read the psukim here. But the Chasir Ma'am Elokim, so we're just under an angel, but Tamsh Kavod V'Achadot Tatri Hashem garbed us with His crown, His glory, Tamshileo B'Asiyadecha, and we rule over Masiyadayim, meaning everything we do has an effect. There's an influence. What do we rule over? Son of Anofim Kulam, son is from the word sown, sheep, and animals, Begam Bahamos Sadoi, all the wild animals, Tsipar Shamayim Udigayam, the fish, Over Archos Yamim, right? It's all, that go through the sea, right? We rule over them. We rule over all of the animals. They're there to serve us. The Ber Yitzchak, Rav Yosef Misalant, in Parshas Noach notes, that's what we know when Hashem destroyed the world by the Mabul, and Hashem had to start again, and it says that the animals also made crooked their path, and they didn't stay with their min. It's because they're all part of the Bria under us. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashlit and mamlich us over all of them, so if we were going to be destroyed, they were going to be destroyed too. The Malachim were saying, why are you destroying? They're all part. They're all part of, and there to serve us. And therefore, that's what the Pasuk says. But again, it should give us this mizmor. It's the balance of, again, shiflus ha'adam and gavlus ha'adam. What do you focus on in terms of avodas Hashem? But the Rabbi Zelot Pliskin here says, and he quotes, by not naming the person he spoke to, but it was probably Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky. He says, so much of life and so many of the problems of life is about with somebody that has a lack of low self-esteem. If you feel that you cannot find solutions and creative answers, you block your brain from thinking of them. You feel you can't approach people for assistance and guidance, v'chulu. The entire picture changes when you know that your value doesn't come from you, but from the creator of the universe. The creator has given you intrinsic greatness, slightly less than the angels. You're just under an angel in a certain way. You want to even more than an angel in certain ways, says Rav Chaim Volozhin. But we have to recognize this pasuk. But chasreyu ma'at me'elokim. We're just under. There's so many Mamari Chazal that quote this also, and many Svarim that quote this. The Rambam, right? The Rambam quotes this whole mizmar, right? The Rambam in Yisodi HaTorah, Beis, where the Rambam talks about, quoted this often, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. How do you get to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? Says the Rambam. V'heichi aderech la'avas over Yiraso. How do you get to Av and Yira? B'shashi is bonin adam ha'maisav uberuv ha'niflam ha'gadolim. When a person thinks about Hashem's unbelievable actions and gorgeous and wonders, v'yira me'am chachma so she'en la'erech locates, and he sees in them in infinite wisdom, miyad, immediately, hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er, he praises, he glorifies, he desires, taiva gadola leid Hashem ha'gadol, k'mo shamar David, samanafshi l'elokim l'kolchai, samanafshi. Right, that's not in this parak. Ukshemachashev bidvaram ha'ilu b'atzmon miyadu nirtolach ha'oref. But thinking about at the same times, so he thinks on the one hand, he thinks about the chasriya ma'amei lukim. But at the same time, he thinks how small, and he jumps backwards. V'yodeh shu birya kitana shvela afela. Wow, lots of adjectives. Omeid b'das kala me'uta l'fnei tzmim deim. Deos. I am a small, tiny, insignificant ant, a blip on the world map. K'mo shamar David, ki era shamecha. Now he quotes our pasuk, right? Ma says posecha ma enosh ki tiskerenu v'adam ki tivkidenu. The Rambam quotes this in the second half. Ulefiyat v'arma elu ani mevar klalon gedolim imaisi ribon ha'olamim. K'dei shi yepesach lemevin lehovat Hashem. So I'm going to open up the world to you a little bit and speak about this, included in this. But that's what David says. David says this is a parak about praising Hashem, but recognizing how small we are, but recognizing how great we are. And David ends off with the same phrase he had before, but without the concluding one. Hashem Adoneinu Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. How great is your name on the land, and it is not, quote, in the heavens. In the Yemei Zikaron, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this parak also, and he says how we are so small, and we just receive from Hashem, and we receive from Hashem. But on the other hand, there is many, especially in the Kabbalistic world, there's much that Hashem often is talked about as a Kala and the Shechina. That's all feminine. What does that mean? In Kabbalistic terms, he says, sometimes there's something called Zuchra and nukva. There's the male and the female, not in gender. Male means the one that's mashpia, the one that shapes, and the female is the one that accepts and the makabel. In terms of facets, a person could have an element of male and female. A chair could have an element of male and female. It does some. So anything he talks about. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate zachar, and we are the ultimate nekeva because we get everything from Hashem. But there is, Hashem put it into the Bria that he needs us. And he hides. That's why the Shechina is called Shechina as a female, because we have to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim and bring him out. Hashechina kaviyachol menua mila hisgalos v'ari bebechinas nukva u'melech asur berahatim ha'adam u'tzarach l'shachrer es malka kadisha me'azikin me'ahester me'av ha'anan k'dei she'yo'ir bezivav es p'nei ha'olam. Right, you look there on the Amazing Karon, page 35, 36, but that's the balance of this Mizmar, that we are great and we are small at the same time, and we recognize Hashem loves us, and it's cordoned off this parak with the phrases of Ma'adir Shimcha B'chal Aretz. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, we can talk more about this parak, but we will move on.